Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
To request a copy of our sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. I go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussman. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussman, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Many blessings to you too, my brother Jack Armstrong. And you listeners, thank you for tuning in into this Moon Day. Get ready to connect with the truth of who you are. Embrace Monday like it's a whole new day, because it is. And how do you do it? You just surrender. You surrender to the goodness. You surrender to the simplicity of life. There is a part of you that say, let's be more, let's grow, let's expand. All you've got to do is surrender. Let your soul surrender. I am next. What are you to do? We'll find out.
What am I to do? What am I to yield? I am like a child, and you are with me still. What am I to do? What am I? Oh, I am like a
fall back into the arms of God, into the heart of God, oh, I get to see that I can trust a little bit more. I can love a little bit more. I can trust the unknown a little bit more. And even when I get afraid, when I get scared, I can remind myself, wait, God's got me. So I pray and declare that my soul is surrendering right here, right now, so I may know the simple path. So I may reconnect and realign with the truth of who I am and why I am here, so that I can truly, truly, truly experience joy, peace, happiness in my life. I have so much joy, peace, and happiness and abundance and creativity flowing through me that I just can't help but give it away. I just can't help but give it away. I just can't help but give it away. That sounds like a song I'm going to make. I just can't help but give it away. That's what you're here to do. Give it away. That is the simple path. That is the art of simplicity. What do you have to give away? What do you have to offer? Don't tell me you don't have anything, because you are encoded with all that God is. You are encoded with all that God is, and you came on this planet to deliver a divine message, and you will not rest until you deliver the message. You will not rest until you deliver the message. And you know that I have an acronym for REST, right? R-E-S-T. Release every stressful thought. See, the stressful thoughts, just they're there because they're saying, oh, we're afraid people won't like what we have to deliver. We're going to get judged for our gift. But when you deliver your divine message to the planet, and even though it sounds like it's got to be this amazing big thing, no, you could deliver your divine message as a mother, as a father, as a teacher, as a receptionist, as a nurse. You can deliver your message in the 9-to-5. We need people working in 9-to-5, but we definitely need people who are grounded, who know why they're here. We need spiritual folks in the government office. Lord knows we do. How can I help you? By hanging up the phone. Hopefully I can talk to somebody else. We need people you call the Social Security office, or you call the welfare office, or you call the White House, whatever you want to call, the post office. And someone on the other end say, how may I help you? You can hear in their voice. You're like, oh, wow, this ain't going to be as hard as I thought it's going to be. The joy, the benefits of letting our souls surrender. Ricky Byers Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Ricky Byers, RickyBB.com. We take it to the same place. Let my soul surrender as we prepare to be a catalyst for transformation with my old new friend. It's just a reunion, right? We know everybody. There are no strangers. It's just people you've never met, that you haven't reconnected with. We're all brothers, sisters. We're all friends. We are ourselves. Yes. Ian Tucker, he'll be joining us real soon. And I want to welcome you as we create this space of love, this space for healing, this space for transformation, for you to see yourself differently, to know that you are so much more, to create a space for you to trust yourself just that, just a little bit more. Just go one step further and believe and know that you can do it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, indeed. You make a difference simply because you exist. And you can take the difference to the next level when you allow yourself to be inspired by something greater. When you allow yourself to be inspired by something more, and you can't help but make a difference. The truth is, you're making a difference in yourself. You're realizing that you are enough. You're realizing that you can be more loving. You're realizing that you can be more kind. You realize that you do have a gift. You realize that you have a choice. If you want to dance with drama or embrace your divinity. And when you make the choice that is in alignment with the truth of who you are, people around you start to reflect back to you and say, wow, you're different. What are you doing? Are you in love? You with somebody? You pregnant? There's a glow around you. You can say, you're right, I'm in love. I am in love with myself in a whole new way. I know who I am. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. On Life Conversations Radio, of course. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is expressing as Life Coach Ade. The I Am presence is showing up as you. The I Am presence already knows what's going to happen in this conversation, this interview. So we're just here to experience what is already written. You're not here by accident. There's nothing in your life that shouldn't have happened. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the, oh my God, I can't even talk about it. There are no accidents. All of it is leading you to the, brought you to this point and guiding you to the perfect being that you are. You get to choose how you want to show up. The number is 347-426-3346. For questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, and fears. We're taking it all because this is the house of love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're dealing with, we're here to raise your vibration, raise you up that you may see yourself differently. And I welcome all of you on the phone lines. Thank you for being here. Those of you who are listening online, thank you for being here. Those of you listening for the first time, thank you for being here. And of course, we want to, we don't do shout outs. So we just want to say thank you to our within radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Forsaggy is in the house. Marianne is in the house. Silent listeners, this guy's in, this guy's guest. Welcome to the house of love. Hold my hands. And while you hold my hands, grab Ian's hands. He's on the other end. Yeah, that's Ian. You didn't know it? Meet Ian right there. Hold his hands. Okay, you ready? Or just hold one. Don't hold both, just one. Well, hold one of mine, and let's join forces. Now, on the count of three, we're going to jump on our simple path. One, two, three, jump! Ooh, you've changed now. It's all over. You can't go back to who you used to be. And now, your future is calling you forward. Whoa. Get ready for a clean out. spiritual colonic. Get ready to get flushed out. Celeste, my dear friend, how are you doing today?
I feel so blessed. One of my greatest joys is being able to greet the guests when they come in the room. And Ian Tucker is so ready for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. So I'm going to get through your announcements. I'm doing great, Life Coach Today. How are you today?
I am good. I am enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying life. And I am excited to see what is going to unfold. You know, I tell you this, my radio conversation is like a blind date. You know, Ian and I are on a blind date. We don't know if we're going to like each other. We're not going to try and impress each other, but we're going to be vulnerable. We're going to be authentic. We're going to share our divine message. And maybe after this date, we may ask to have another date. Who knows?
You're
and,
so you know,
I'm a universal lover, so I can have dates with so many people.
Indeed. I'm so proud of you and how you're able to open up. And you're so, you know, strong in your masculinity. You
can
just
stop it and move on with your announcement, please? Ooh, it's okay when I'm saying it, but when it gets, it's like, whoa, 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 stop, stop. Okay, but anyway, what I do want to find out from you real quick. I got my tea right here. I'm sure Ian's got a cup of tea as well. So where I don't have my cookies or biscuit, but cookies. Oh. But I don't do cookies. I'm high already. But anyway, you're going to have to teach me another day how to greet the guests, because I remember the day you came in late. Oh, yeah, I meant to dock your pay for it. Let me make a note to myself. I had to greet Barry Selby, who sent me from England. Well, lives here now. didn't know what to say. I'm like, hey, Barry, how are you? I was thinking, what else is Celeste able to guess? I couldn't think
of
it. Okay, what?
It's less about what you say, but how you
Ooh.
Say it. I bring them in with honey and love and the energy of Life Coach Today and Life Conversations Radio Network.
Wait. Say that again. That was epic. Let me write that down. Who's your teacher? I want to meet him. Go on, say that again. I don't know if it's him. It may be her. But go ahead. Say that again.
I said it's less about what you say, but how you say it. I bring them in with honey and love and the energy of Life Coach Today and Life Conversations Radio Network. That's where our lines are full. That's where there are folks in the chat room. Everybody's ready for their power lunch. So I'm going to get down to your announcements so Ian Tucker can also get some.
Let me go supersize my honey. Honey, you want to be supersized?
That's for something.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
I don't know why you have all my Southern coming out right now, but will you stop it?
From up north, stop it.
We're going to do a shortened version of the announcement so you guys can jump into this conversation. Okay, Life Coach Today. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all of the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Ian Tucker, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Now, if there's a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. The theme for the month of May is Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today will be flying solo to give you some soul food for your consciousness, so be sure to join him for a powerful life conversation. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more info and a listing of all the shows. You'll also find a calendar. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within the Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woohoo! I just love the way you do your announcement. I wish I could be like you. When I grow up, I want to be like Celeste Morgan. You just do it so effortless and so, like, you sound like you're singing.
Oh, thank you, Life Coach Bay. That is so beautiful. I'm going to receive that gift. Have a wonderful show.
You are very welcome, and thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Let's step into the consciousness of truth. And not only step into it, we want to multiply the consciousness of truth. It is the answer for the world, but we don't really care about the world. We don't. Because we're just interested in you being the change you want to see. And when you become the change you want to see, you can't help but influence, affect the rest of the world. At the very least, the way you see the world will be different. Rather than look at the world as being evil and mean, because you are changed and you're recognizing who you are, you get to see the beauty in life. You get to stop and smell the roses, hear the birds. Be grateful for your family members. Be grateful for your life. And if you can just do that, oh my God, you're multiplying the consciousness of truth and adding so much love to the world. You're raising the vibration of the planet. That's how you heal the planet. Sometimes you don't need to fight. You don't need to complain. You just be the love you want to see. And we're supporting you. We're supporting you in that process. Life is a journey. A great one. Sometimes it's simple, sometimes it's hard, but the truth is it's really, really simple. Life is really simple. But it's so simple sometimes that we make it so complicated. If God is everywhere, evenly present, why can't I see it? Well, why don't you open your eyes? It's really simple. I'm just whispering because everybody doesn't want to hear that life is simple. Some people like life that's so challenging and difficult. So, if you can hear me, it's just for you, okay? So, I just have to have a little word with people who are ready to transform. Today's topic, today's theme is the art of simplicity. We have a wonderful man who was ready, who prepared his consciousness for love to whisper, say, hey, Ian, I got something for you. And he said, yes, here I am. What are we going to do? I don't know. We're going to take a quick break because once Ian comes on, I really want to just delve into this. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. And what are we going to do? We'll see when we come back. And what are they listening to? Jack, please tell them because they cannot. Well, don't say that. Only use words that lift people's vibration. Wow. Okay. Jack, please tell them what they're listening to.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's A-S-K at L-I-F-E-C-O-A-C-H-T-O-D-A-Y.com. LifeAdE.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, I am. And I embrace that truth about my reality, the truth about my identity, the identification of the entity called me. Now we have another free brother in the house. Free brother in the house, Ian Tucker. Let me read a little bit about Ian, and we're ready to encourage you to walk on your simple path by inspiring the art of simplicity within you. It's all about cultivating it, you know. Ian Tucker is an inspirational author and speaker. For the past 10 years, he has actively pursued an interest in a holistic approach to well-being. He believes we can begin to discover a peaceful and yet inspirational platform to live our lives to the fullest, whilst having a powerful and uplifting effect on those we love and come in contact with. Ian is the author of Your Simple Path, Find Happiness in Every Step. That's what it's about, to release that inner joy, that inner peace, that inner happiness, a guide to bring joy, peace, and happiness into your life. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my old new friend, myself, Ian Tucker. Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
You brought all these people from England with you? Oh, my God. What did you fly, Virgin Airlines?
I have to say, I've had some introductions, but that's just about the best. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
And
all
you
right,
also
have right.
A big smile on my face here. It's a wonderful energy to the show. Really, really good. Thank you.
Yes. We are here to inspire, and thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for listening to the Love's Whisper. We'll talk more about that later. But
okay.
It is nice to have you. I'm excited about our conversation. And how was your trip from England over here? Was it bumpy?
It was fine. I went from the lounge to the first floor where it was a little bit quieter, so it wasn't that bad, actually.
Wow, Virgin Airlines is just getting better every day. You just move from your lounge and then you're there. Who needs Concorde when you got consciousness? We don't need to fly Concorde. They can take it out. We don't care. My brother, now let's jump into this conversation. I just read a little bit about you, and some of the listeners know you, and those who don't are going to get to know you. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Ian Tucker?
Well, that's a great opening question, Ade. If you'd have asked me 10 years ago, it would have been a completely different person to the one that answers today. The one that answers today it's a step at a time. I mean, nobody gets to the end of the path. Your simple path is a journey, and we never quite reach the destination because there is no end. But I find myself on a path at the moment where I've reprioritized what really mattered to me in life, where I'm able to distinguish a few little checkpoints and tick boxes that I know if I can bring into my life will enhance not only my life, but the lives of those who I come into contact with today. So I'm a work in progress, Ade, but a happier work in progress than I was before I stepped onto the path.
Mm. You're a work in progress, and you're not making an apology. You're not giving an apology at all. I want you to apologize for this work in progress. I understand. That is the journey, isn't it? You know, walking the simple path, and you said there's no destination. And I really believe that's when we embody that, when we understand that, it shifts the way we deal with life, because sometimes, or we were conditioned to believe there's a place we've got to get to. There's a place that we've got to get to, and then we'll be happy, and then we'll be joyful, and then we'll have all this other stuff. But we keep chasing that place, still can't get there, we can't find it. And we're saying, my life is not working, I'm a failure. But your book is about that, reminding people that, whoa, slow down, slow down. And I'm going to do just that. Slow down before we talk about it. I want to ask you, but this question is going to link into your book. Your book, Your Simple Path, Find Happiness in Every Step. What inspired the journey, the book, and you walking the simple path now?
Well, 10 years ago, almost just over 10 years ago, I had a very different approach to life. I was a sales and marketing director of a large UK company flying all over Europe and living the dream, in inverted commas. And I'm sure I'm not the first person on the show who's had this sort of approach to their life before finding a different route. And I was about to, very quickly, I was about to fly out to a national sales conference in Frankfurt, and I was at Heathrow Airport staying at a hotel the night before. A lady approached me. Don't worry, this is it's not what you think. She was well into her 80s, and she asked for a moment of my time in the hotel bar, and looked right through me. I mean, it's quite surreal even now, and just told me, not questioned or asked, but told me that the life that I thought was for me no longer served, and that from that moment, I was going to be a very different person. And she went as quickly as she came. I mean, this isn't in the book. I didn't sleep for 2 or 3 days, but I knew that my life was never going to be the same again. And I was doing a presentation to 200-300 people the next day. I'd lived for that presentation for probably 6 months. And to say it didn't matter to me a bit by the time I stood up the next morning is an understatement. And ironically, you tend to perform better when the pressure's off anyway. So it was a life-changing moment, really, Ade. And the problem that you get then is that if I was around about 40 at the time, if everything that was supposedly meant something to you is then stripped away and doesn't mean anything, it can initially leave a void. And Your Simple Path really is the culmination of me in this decade of discovery for the last 10 years putting together what I've replaced what I thought was important in life with.
Let's talk about the gap, if you will, between you meeting this lady in her 80s and saying, be ye transformed, and to where you are today. Well, actually, before we get to where you are today, the moment, how you made the transition. When the woman came over to you and spoke to you, were the thoughts about this woman is crazy? What's wrong? You know, I don't even know her. Did you think you were hallucinating? And how did you navigate? And I really believe the people that we attract into our lives anyway, they come at the perfect time. So clearly,
absolutely,
on a deep level, your soul was ready for that conversation. But how did you navigate this new awareness while you're working for a big company? You had a good job, and now she's saying your life is going to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Ade, that's a really interesting question you ask about how did I. It seemed very, very natural to me, the conversation. Mm-hmm. She was in and out of my life in a few seconds, but changed it forever. And so it was just, it was surreal because nothing like that had ever happened to me. And over the next couple of days, I actually questioned whether or not it had actually happened. But it was just a confirmation for me that it was time to move on. And that was in December. I got a six-month contract with a company. I needed to give them 6 months' notice. And I, about a week later, my wife and children were in bed, and I sat downstairs on Christmas Eve. I mean, it's in the book, but I took a pen and paper and started to write. And that was really the first step from what I had been to what I'm hoping to become. And again, it's a work in progress. And that's really, you've touched on it already, but when the words Love's Whisper came to me and I wrote them down in 30 seconds, and they've really formed the basis of the book.
What was the conversation like sharing with your wife that, you know, I've got a successful job, but I can just sense, I feel there's time to do something different? Was it easy, and how did she receive it?
She was and always has been very supportive, Ade, but yeah, there are times where you're checking out of what most people think is reality, what society tells you is the norm, and you're going to go on a route where, I've said before that before probably stepping onto this path, I made sense to 9 out of every 10 people in society, and now I make sense to 1 out of every 10. But good news is that number's growing and will continue to grow. So there are times where it doesn't sit comfortably with who I seem to be coming, but that's simply naivety, because I'm different to what they see as the norm. But my wife supports that. She's been wonderful.
No, I was just going to say, I asked that question because, you know, one thing I'm finding as I do this work, as I interact with people, coaching, just friendly conversations, I'm realizing that we already know the truth. The challenge is applying, pushing the application button, because we're worried about what friends are going to say, if family members are going to think we're crazy. We're worried about what if what we feel inside of us is not quite true. So having people who are supportive makes a difference. When you talked about reality, it's important to have a different idea of what reality is. In the chat room right now, Mariana said, I would like that lady to show up in my life. And sometimes when we view life through our physical 5 senses, we tend to think it's got to look a certain way. And I'm saying this for everybody that's listening. Take this conversation as the woman showing up in your life through Ian Tucker.
That's a perfect analogy. That's perfect.
Because you're listening to this conversation, you were hearing the whisper of love that it's time to do your life different. Now, the rest is up to you if you're just going to sit around and hopefully and see what else would happen. You've got to get involved. So I want to really talk about your journey, Ian, and because I really am clear about what I said, that we know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We know the truth. I mean, how many churches are there in the world? Spiritual temples, spiritual teachers, pastors, reverends. I mean, how long has conversation about God, about who we are, how long has this conversation been going? It's been going on for eons, and still, I didn't say Ian, eons. You know, but somehow we're still finding ourselves stuck. Now, what I want to do is let's talk about I started the show with a song called Let My Soul Surrender by Ricky Byers Beckwith.
It was wonderful. Fantastic tune.
What was your surrendering process like? Okay, you heard from the lady, you picked up the book, and something happened through you. I'm sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there were still parts, habits, and behaviors that was resisting the new you that was being birthed.
Yeah, and there still is, Ade. You know, there are times where even now, 10 years on, I question certain aspects of what I now believe to be the truth. But I think that one thing that came into my life very quickly, and first of all, for the lady who made that comment in the chat room, it's simply a matter of putting an intent out there, and you summarised it perfectly. For me, it was a lady in her 80s. It could be this conversation. It could be a throwaway line in a supermarket. It could be anything that makes you realise that there's something else. There's something that matters more than what you've got. And so I put an intent out there to the universe somehow that I was going to cross paths with a lady in a hotel bar late one evening that was going to change my life. Soon after that, I became involved with a holistic practice called Reiki. And I don't know if you or any of your listeners know anything about Reiki, but it really aids spiritual development as well. It's set around a number of very simple principles to begin with, just for today. And there's a big clue there, you know. Just for today, do not anger. Just for today, show kindness to all living things. Just for today, do not worry. And I went to this Reiki class, and that was just a really big peace fell into place that day for me. So the void then starts to be filled with, you know, you're replacing it with a lightness and a higher vibrational energy, whether it's Reiki, whether it's meditation, whether it's finding silence in your life. All things that maybe before that transformation would have made no sense to you at all just start to gently fall into place. So, I've absolutely realized the benefits of meditation and silence. Reiki played a big part, and just slowly things started to move into place for me, Adi.
I understand. If you're just joining us, my guest, my old new friend, is Ian Tucker. His website address is yoursimplepath.co.uk. For those of you in America, that's yoursimplepath.co.uk. Everybody doesn't use .com. I know. Sometimes America's the world. America's the world. There's .co.uk and there are others. But anyway, I digress. Check out his website, and you definitely want to check out Ian on Facebook. You can tell that Ian has learned the simple path. He has humor, and I love his picture. See, Ian has learned the art of tapping into his inner child. How did you do that picture? Because I've been looking at that picture and thinking, how did he do that?
Do you know what? A friend sent it to me and said there's an uncanny resemblance. I'm hoping it's photoshopped and there's not an 11-month-old toddler with a full moustache and beard like that. But I was just sent that photograph, and I had to admit it looks just like me. So it'd be rude not to use it for a while.
Well, so you didn't even, it wasn't you. I thought you did it. I thought you took a picture of yourself.
I told my 8-year-old son that it was me as a baby, but I think the beard and moustache, he didn't believe me.
You know what it is? The reason you are who you are today is because you're an old soul. Now somebody's outed you. We know.
Yes.
So you can't be old and grown. That's why life is
different
for you. Oh, yes. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad for your questions, your thoughts, your comments, your doubts, your worries, your fears, even your disagreement. 347-426-3346. Ian, I was reading your book, right? And when you were talking about hearing the love's whisper, and I kept reading, and you talked about the just the idea of Carl Jung comparing our lives to the morning and the afternoon. And as I was reading that paragraph, and it just came to me out of nowhere, and I said, oh, that's what they call midlife crisis. And then as I kept reading, I'm like, oh, there it is. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm in alignment with this man. Now, the void, and I think the void is what scares people. And for me, I really believe, you know, call it midlife crisis, feeling a sense of emptiness or void, is when people get there, when people get to that void, some people know to tap into the void, or some people are afraid of the void, and they try and fill it with all kind of things. Television. They try and fill it with alcohol, with sex, with games on the internet, with Facebook. Let's talk about that void, because I believe if we can learn to be with the void, if we can sit with the void, if we can just ask the void, what do you have for me? We can really develop the art of simplicity. So let's talk a little bit about the void. Did you have a experience where you had that void, when the void brought itself and said, Ian, I'm here for you?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Ade. Initially, when you're left with this space, because everything that you thought mattered to you in life fell away, there is an uncertainty, because this ego, this sort of human part of us, starts to list all of the reasons why you've messed up here, and you need to check back in with society and what everybody else thinks is right. But I started to read, and I went to lectures, and I mean, I read profusely, thousands of hours of footage from spiritual masters, from philosophers on religious, and there was just a theme that started to come through our day. Just a few simple points that it didn't matter whether it was a philosophical approach or a religious approach, or just something that your mom told you that made sense to you. It didn't matter. There were just a few points that started to form a basis. And I have to say, I must go back to silence, finding silence in your life, because if you don't want to call it meditation, because in the West we have a bit of a stigma or a hang-up over we have to sit in a certain way, or just finding silence with a walk or when you're doing a task. But for all of the reading and all of the watching and the workshops and the retreats, the real stuff for me, Ade, came out of sitting in silence and started to make it all make sense to me. If anybody's listening, and you know, we live in a society where we just keep switching things on. We get into a car and we switch things on. We get into an elevator and there's music playing, restaurants everywhere, shopping malls. And we just need to be able to step away from the madness. And a lot of the answers will come through uniquely or support what you've been reading to say, yeah, that's the way to go. But back to this checklist, there was just a few things that started to make sense to me. Can I mention a couple of them now?
Oh, certainly.
The first one, and we all know this.
This is a conversation. And even if you feel to share something that
didn't
happen.
I don't want to hog it, though. That's a
I want you to imagine we're in Starbucks, right? We're just sitting down and we met, and you writing, and I'm looking over to you, and you're smiling, reading the book. I'm like, what are you reading over there? You're like, I'm reading Your Simple Path. And we start talking. See?
No,
it's just you and I listening, really. People are busy doing what they're doing. So, yes, let's just have fun.
Okay, well, I am, for what it's worth. So thank you for that. So the first thing that started to sort of drop into place for me is, and I've called it in the book, Now Is All There Is. We've all heard about living in the moment, and it's difficult. I have a family, you know, I have things that need to be done. But really, now is, if you can't get your head around the fact that just for today, you know, can you get up to just today and have a go at life? If you can't get your head around that, then it's very difficult to start developing simplicity in your life, because you live in the past or you live in the future. I mean, something I've put on Facebook recently that come to me was that almost everything that I've ever worried about has never happened. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that has happened, I've dealt with. I'm not sure what that leaves out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, worrying about the future, Gandhi said that nothing racks the body like worry, this dark, heavy sense of uncertainty. And you coined the phrase earlier, I'll be happy when. Well, if your happiness depends on something that's going to happen in the future, you may as well buy a lottery ticket, because you've got no foundation for peace or happiness.
Yeah.
And if we can start to see the uncertainty of basing your happiness and your inner peace on something that's going to happen in the future, well, what about the past and things that have gone forever? You simply can't change anything that's ever happened. We can learn from them and step forward. But be kind to yourself. Concentrate on the cherished memories and not something that comes to test you. Know you've grown from it. So Now Is All There is a really big sort of, it's an opening chapter in the book for a reason, because I think it's fundamental to basing happiness and inner peace.
Yeah.
So I want to say something about
in Now Is All There Is, and I want you to continue, but Now Is All There Is, sometimes it makes sense, but sometimes people struggle with that idea. But I love the tip that you give them. I mean, that can be an affirmation. That can be like a sign on your map, if you will, on your GPS, by saying, just for today.
Great phrase.
Just for today. Just for today. No matter what. I'm going to be happy just for today, or I'm going to try my best just for today. And that, you know, the more we work that out, exercise that concept, the easier it is to fall into now is all there is. That is, I mean, that's the simple path right there, you know, because all we've got is now.
And 24 hours is more doable than living by the second. Let's be realistic about this, Ade. So I think you're absolutely right. Just for today is a wonderful rounded phrase.
So you've got to add another. Go ahead.
Yeah, I and this is the second part is I've called in the book Give or Take, and there is no better exercise for your heart than reaching down and helping to lift someone up. Is the phrase that was used in the book, and it's a realization which starts. It's a theme that runs right through the book, and if you can get it to run through life, is a key component, Ade. But what we give out, we get back, and that's without exception. So just for today, we're going to get up, and we're going to do our best, and we're going to show kindness, and because we know what we give out, we get back. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The universe just is in total balance. And if what we focus on is good, what comes back is good. If what we focus on is kind, what comes back to us is kind. So, and for many people in the corporate world where, you know, you must win, the next deal, the next sale, the next promotion, and on heart, it hasn't always been the case where kindness has prevailed, but it all comes round in the end. So the second part for me was the realization that actually, you know, if you get up just for today and work on knowing what you give out comes back without exception, that's a big sort of positive in happiness and inner peace.
Let's do a spiritual shock treatment right now, because I've heard people saying, I'm a nice person. Well, people are just mean to me. I mean, I get up, I don't bother anybody, but just people just pick on me for no reason. Now, how do we bring those two together with the statement, what we give out, we get back?
So you're saying that some people wouldn't agree with that because...
Yeah, they say, I've definitely heard people say, you know, I'm a nice person, but people mistreat me, they take my love for weakness, I go out, I don't bother anybody. And now you're telling me what I give out, I get back. I don't give out people being mean. I don't give out this negativity. But somehow people just seem to be negative. They keep to pick on me as if I'm their pillow to beat up.
Yeah.
How does that
concept
work in that context?
Well, there's two ways of looking at that, Ade. I mean, I've read recently that it may have been on your Facebook page actually, and I thought it was a wonderful line that. Be careful what you think, because our thoughts are our conversation with the universe.
I know that's right.
So, yeah. So, and that's a really profound statement, because, you know, if we're getting up and our actions are of a certain way, but authentically, what are we really thinking about ourselves? You know, does that make sense? There's a disconnection between actually our actions, but, you know, there are times where I act a certain way, but really. There's no foundation to those actions because I'm thinking something different about myself. And so there are different ways to attract people into your life or actions into your life or an approach into your life. And it's not just about your actions or your physical nature. What do you truly feel about yourself? You know, and that can bring things back into your life at the same time.
Yes, I understand that. It was a question that I have an answer to, but I want to hear your perspective, because people would say, well, I'm not a mean person, but people seem to be mean. But we forget that it's not just what you do. It's more important what you're thinking. What is your self-talk? How do you really feel about yourself? Because some people will put a lot of effort into impressing people, but they put less effort into impressing themselves and honoring themselves and patting themselves on the back. There's this self-judgment, and the universe, life, let's make life will echo back to you how you treat yourself. And if you spot it, you got it. If you see people around you and you're thinking they're all negative and mean, there's something in you that recognizes that meanness. So it's an opportunity to do the work. Okay, the third one.
Exactly right. And you used a really good phrase there. I'm a nice person. Nice tends to, it's a very interesting word, nice, because I can almost hear people using it in that context, Aid. And it, nice normally mirrors lots of different things. There's no real depth to the word. And I think that's interesting that you've covered it in that way. So, So then another one is letting go, being able to release yourself from expectation. Now, this is a massive one. Could I just read from the book for 10 seconds just to cover my point on this, Ade?
Your time starts now. I'm just kidding. You can.
So this is just
you and I having a conversation. Okay,
we're in Starbucks. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's right. We're in Starbucks. Don't ask.
The people on the next table,
together.
I didn't want to...
Don't forget, I don't know if you heard it earlier. This is a spiritual. We're on a date right now. You and I are on a date. So just be yourself. Relax. This is a spiritual thing. Be vulnerable.
Okay. So this is a chapter in the book, and this is the title page called "Letting Go." And I'll just paraphrase, but it basically, I'll be happy when. If only I hadn't. I feel desperate. I feel insecure. I'm sick with worry. I'm anxious. I'm out of control. I need to manipulate this. I'll complain. You owe me. I'll show you. I need more. I need less. You need more. You need less. What about me? I know best. How could you possibly know? No, you listen to me. I'll never be able to. You'll never be able to. I can't face it. I don't want it. I'm desperate for it. You can't have it. I haven't got enough. I've got too much. I need you. You need me. Now, this goes on and on and on, right down the page for effect. But it's exhausting for us, Ade. This connection to an outcome, this... trying to fit in with society, to be a certain way. If we can just let go, and that's a big ask, just to let go, but start to let go of things that really don't serve you. An outcome. Can we really trust that the more we can let go of things on a personal level, the more we'll invite a universal flow into our life that holds all the answers anyway? So letting go, the release of energy when we can let something go and not worry about the outcome or whether we're going to win or get the upper hand or be better than the other person. Be cool about it. Step back from the madness. And that was a big one for me. A very small step, but a profound step onto your simple path. The ability to let go. And I used an analogy in the book that you imagine a stream that gently runs down a hillside. And it comes up against natural obstacles, and it slows down, and it finds a way round, and it smooths things. The energy in the water is always the same, whether fast or slow, and it reaches its destination pure. Imagine a second stream, and this stream needs to get there at all costs. It needs to get there first. It smashes up against rocks. It leaves the banks. It dissipates. It dries up. It becomes murky and muddy. Now, both are going to end up at a final destination. We've just got to choose which route we take. Which stream do we want to be? Can we let go and go with the flow? And that's a massive statement.
It is. It is. And actually, what I want to do, I want to talk a little bit more about letting go, because ultimately, the art of simplicity, which is the title for today's show, and your book is really about that, Your Simple Path, your book, it's choosing and cultivating an awareness where we can let go, because letting go to the ego is death. Letting go to the egoic mind is death, and we're afraid of. We don't want to die. People think death is morbid. We don't even want to talk about it. So to the egoic mind is letting go. I won't be in control if I let go. What are you talking about, Ian? I don't know what's going to happen to me. But we don't.
Yeah.
We forget that we're really not in control. And I want to talk a little bit more about letting go and the things we can do to let go, especially the F word. You want to talk about the F word. People are afraid. They don't want to. No, not the F word. How dare you ask me to utter that word?
Well,
I didn't do anything.
I heard the F word mentioned in one of your in a message that you played during the break.
Yeah,
so I knew it was okay to use the phrase. Yeah.
Oh, we don't mind using the F word over here. We're just effing all over the place because we know what it means to be free and embrace everybody. We're effing all over the place. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Ian Tucker. Well, we'll be back with Celestial Moment. and then continue the conversation, and we're going to talk about the F word. And if the F word doesn't align with you, if you think spiritual people should use the F word, you're backed up. You really want to hang out for this. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. When we come back from the break, we are going to do Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And later on in the show, I'm going to answer some questions that were emailed in. So, and we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you're part of Ian Tucker's people, let me say that, and you're listening, you have a question for Ian, you can, we don't do Skype. That's too long to explain how that works, unless you can figure it out yourself. If you can't, I won't talk about it. You can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a radio fan page, like page. I still can't let go of that word, fan page. I'm old school. Okay. And some of you sometimes find the Life Conversations Radio like page. You can post your questions there, and we'll get to it. Life is good. It's getting better. We are talking about the art of simplicity. Life is really simple, but you must be willing to let go. And if you don't know how to let go, it's time to start using the F word. Just use it all over the place. I F word that, I F word this, I F word that. We're going to take a break and be back with Celestial Moment.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. To request your sponsorship package, email us at radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's right. You get to choose. You get to choose. and you have an opportunity to tune in to your IGS. Sometimes your GPS is not always updated, but your IGS is always up to date. What is your IGS? It's your internal guidance system, your intuition. There's something within you that knows all, that sees all, that is everywhere, evenly present, because it is timeless. And speaking of timeless, let's talk about time. It's around that time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste Morgan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Life Coach, today. You know what's really funny? I love it when you guys, when you, I look like Ian's been here before. Yes, he has.
Ian. We're from the same soul group. You know, he's one of us. He's just a mother from, he's a brother from another mother. You know, if you really put our pictures together, you see we look alike.
You know what? That is so true. Love it. Who says she needs hair to be sexy? All right, let me move on. Okay, so Ian and Life Coach today, I wanted to share Ian's description to me. Guys, I'm not saying that if you buy his book, he's going to autograph it for you, okay? I didn't say that. But if you're so blessed to get it, I just want to share what he wrote in my book. To Celeste, follow your heart, not the crowd. I look forward to our paths crossing. My best wishes, Ian. And on that day I got that, I really needed to read that divine message. So thank you for your timeliness for that. And the other thing is, you guys have been playing with this letter, letter F, the F word.
Yes. You're going to be F all over the place. I dare you to F.
Up.
I dare you to No. Lord, what I was going to say. I dare you to F me. Because when you do, you'll be set free. And whatever you do with that, that's on you.
Oh, wow. I'm not walking into that. My mama taught me better. No, I will not be effing you.
You know the importance of using the F word. That's what I can say to you. Some people don't quite get it yet.
Well, the thing is that the letter F is the sixth letter of the alphabet, and six happens to be the number running today. So you were playing, but you were serious, and your guys are just pulling from a divine well. So I wanted to acknowledge both of your intuitive gifts right now as you F around.
I got Ian to back me up, and I back him up. So I'm going to let you do your stuff so we can really have fun with this F word, because I really want to be spiritually bad tonight. Tonight, right now.
So,
okay.
Really? Isn't that always happening, Life Coach, today?
I'm
so glad you're flipping free. Okay.
Don't
here we
tell
go.
Me that. He just thinks I'm very professional and very nice. Don't tell him I'm bad. Don't give him a bad impression of me. Okay, I'm done.
Now, see, when you are following your simple path, you don't worry about what other people are thinking, Life Coach, today. Okay,
that's
really
right.
Ready?
Yes.
I love my world, my life. Thank you so much, Ian. You're wonderful, and I love your book. Life Coach today, deuces. I'm about to do the celestial moment, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 6, and it's the lesson number running for all of us since 2013 equals 6. And if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. The number 6 is a loving, stable, and harmonious vibration ruled by Venus. The planet Venus is about love and beauty. 6 also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Shango. He brings the thunder and the music. 6 is also the lover's card in tarot, which is connected to Gemini astrologically. Then we have the snake in medicine cards, shedding its skin to reveal new life through transmutation. Our 6th chakra is our third eye chakra and awakens with the beauty of inner awareness. We can see through the shadows and find love standing there. The 6th letter of the alphabet is F, and words like freedom, flight, and fright connect us to the magical power of 6. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the Six of Swords from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. Now, when you marry the expansiveness of six with the power of thoughts, you connect your head to your heart. The element for the suit of swords is air, and it also happens to be the element for the heart chakra. None of us can live without air. Air is love flowing unconditionally to all humankind. So how fitting to have six women flying in the sky over a grove of trees in the Six of Swords card. These women are joined by roses, which represent passion and healing for the heart, and knives, which connect us with the sharpness of living our own truth. They have uttered a sacred yes and decided not to be bound by their painful experiences. Instead, they make a choice to become the observer. From this vantage point, they have an all-encompassing view of their soul story. They receive the lessons of the sweetness and the bitterness in life and are using that knowledge to rise higher, to get to a different perspective. We learn from them to trust love and see as one. We look out with vision and heart and mind and say, it's all good. We have choices to make from these tall heights. We can be amazed or we can be afraid. But it doesn't hurt to enjoy the view. Lift the level of your consciousness and know that all is well. And that's the story of six, told through the Six of Swords and Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear friend. You're using this F word all over the place.
Yeah, I'm effing great.
You're freely great, you mean, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. You are freely great. And there's another F word that we can't wait to use so we can be freely great. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Now get back to work.
Fine. Another F word. Okay, bye.
That's right. Ian, how many of your people have sent you a text or an email saying, Ian, get off this radio interview. They're ruining your reputation.
I'm not just saying it. I've had a few texts and messages come in, and all very to the contrary, actually. It's very different to what they've probably come across before, but they're really enjoying it.
They're like, oh, my gosh, he's a nutter.
You've got the balance just right, Ada. You've got the balance just right. It's no good. Humor carries us through.
I think for me, if you can't laugh about life, you might as well give it up right now. There is enough to make you feel stiff and hard, and it's time to just relax. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. And when you learn to let go, when you release, when you say, you know, I want a different path, then you can start to see the joys in life. You look at children. They know it. They move from one toy to the other. They get lost in the game. You call them while they're watching television and they can't hear you because they just live in that moment. They know now is all there is. So, anyway, well, if anybody unfriends you because of this interview, they got issues. Okay?
I think it's going to go the other way. I think I'll gain a few, I do.
Okay, cool. Now, yes, if you're just joining us and wondering what craziness is going on over here, yes, it's the crazy people that change the world. My guest is Ian Tucker. He's the author of Your Simple Path, Find Happiness in Every Step, a guide to bring joy, peace, and happiness into your life. And once again, his website address is yoursimplepath.co.uk, Your Simple Path. Actually, for those of you in America, you have to put the www or else it won't go. So I don't give that out because it's pretty universal, but not always. yoursimplepath.co.uk, United Kingdom. Get it? And we're taking your questions, your thoughts, anything you want to share with us. Send us a text from England and we can answer your question. Now, IF me. Do you... F you. Okay, stop it. This is called spiritually shocked treatment. Now, let's talk about this F word. I'm sure a lot of people know what we're talking about. They know what we're throwing the F word, that they are thinking around like we are. But we're free to do whatever we want to do. Let's talk about, you know, we were talking about letting go. And I was saying, you know, the idea of letting go is like death. Letting go for some people means they're out of control. They want to be in control. They're afraid. And there's so many ways, ideas that we've used to define ourselves, what happened to us and what didn't happen and why our life is such a mess and, you know, you don't understand. Let's talk about this F word. You're an F word expert. Can you talk about the F word, please?
I'd love to, Ado. Well, just carrying on the theme of letting go, I'd like to use the analogy of, you know, when they design a car and they put it in the wind tunnel and the perfect design means that everything just flows over the top of it, nothing sticks.
Yes.
So that's if you can start to think about the second we take something on and keep it with us, we can't let it go. We take a grudge or something gets to us, something somebody said, we've taken on something that will stay with us. And the perfect cleansing mechanism for that is forgiveness. There's the F. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief now. It's forgiveness, Ade, the F word. But there's a real frailty to forgiveness, because 99% of things that we hold and keep inside, we've done to others. So we, you know, a throwaway. Have we ever cheated on someone? Have we ever lied? Have we ever used deceit? What makes us different to the person who may have done that to us? There's such a frailty to holding on to this stuff. And forgiveness cleanses. It removes. You're in the wind tunnel and everything passes you by or blows away and becomes part of the stream behind, can't affect you. So there is a real frailty. You know, there will be extreme cases where it's very difficult to let something go. But this is a sort of a modern, you know, I think I said in the book that forgiveness wasn't sort of thought up because they were a line short in the Lord's Prayer. You know, this is something that we should work with. And a modern approach to forgiveness is to say, I'm not saying to the other person, what you did is okay. I'm saying to the other person, what you did, and from this moment on, it's not going to affect me anymore.
Right.
I'm moving on. Enough's enough. Mm-hmm. And the main component that's linked to forgiveness, and actually to any form of kindness that you might want to bring into your life, is compassion. Mm-hmm. So how would we start? Because this will make sense to so many people, the idea of forgiving, but it's a difficult one. We quite often, Ade, we find forgiveness more difficult than the actual thing itself that we need to forgive for. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We hold on to this stuff. It manifests sometimes to the point of illness where we hold on to this stuff. So how would we release it? Well, compassion is the key. We say to the other person, what you did isn't okay, but what you did is no longer going to affect me. I recognize that I have the ability to do what you've done, and actually, in many cases, I have done to another what you've done to me. So that's your starter for 10.
Yes.
Compassion then says, just to be clear on compassion, because it can sometimes be mixed up with empathy or sympathy. Empathy says to another person, if someone has hurt themselves in some way, it says to the other person, I can see that you've hurt yourself. It sort of stays there. Sympathy goes a little bit deeper. Sympathy says, I can see that you've hurt yourself, and I'm feeling that. Yeah, I may have done it to myself, or I can see that you're in pain. Compassion says, I can see that you've hurt yourself, I'm feeling that you've hurt yourself, and I want to take it away. So the idea of working on forgiveness is to build compassion into your life.
And
in the book, I use a very simple but powerful exercise. And in the workshops and the talks that I do, this is very, very well received. We all have a few minutes in the morning. And the idea is to use those minutes. Quite often we can wake up and the sort of hectic nature of the day or can start to build up almost as we wake. Can you take just a few minutes to build these three mantras or lines into your life? And you can get this down to 30 seconds a day. And I'll explain how it links to this modern approach to forgiveness at the end. So here's this phrase again, just for today. So this is in the morning when we wake up. And even if you've got young children, you tend to have a few moments to yourself. So just for today, I will show a random act of kindness to a stranger and tell no one. Just for today, I will look for opportunities to help another person unconditionally
and expect nothing in return. There's a bit of a catch to that one because you do get it back. Just for today, I will go easy on my supposed faults, choosing to focus instead on what I have done to others. Now, how does that help with forgiveness? Because that's, at no point have I said, I forgive you, I forgive that person. Those three simple lines developed and built into each day take you out of the equation. It stops being what about me. And it puts the emphasis on what can I do to others. And actually then, less things come along that really test you that you need to forgive. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. You know, for me, there's ways that I look at forgiveness. It's really about choosing to let go of being right. You know, the question is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Now, no matter what has happened in the past, you can keep trying to justify what was done to you, how you were mistreated, abuse, or whatever. You can keep talking about that, but it keeps you in the past. It holds you back and makes the simple path a complicated one. But the choice to forgive is to remember that now it is all there is. Like today, just for today, I'm going to live a different way. And it's interesting because I think the more we understand who and what we are, the more we understand life, the easier it is. Well, yeah, the easier it is to forgive. Because what I find is, for me, I mean, once I was clear that any judgment I have about the other, this may be spirituality 606, but any judgment I have about somebody else is really a judgment about myself. Once I understood that, so when I'm judging somebody or criticizing somebody, and I have my moments, and I'm so right about my own judgment, I have to catch myself. That you said earlier in your book, Ian, what you give out comes back to you. So when I'm judging somebody, I am aware that I'm attracting, I'm generating that energy within myself, not even attracting the energy. I'm generating that energy within myself. So that the act of forgiveness is to release the judgment, to release the energy, the negative energy, so that I may be light. And the other analogy I like about forgiveness is the idea that giving up the idea that the past could have been different. You know, people say, if I had so-and-so, if I had a loving mother, loving father, if they didn't do this to me, I would be somewhere else. Just give up the idea that what happened could have been different.
Yes.
Don't, you know, just start there. Or move forward and say, well, the truth is, everything that happened to us was part of our spiritual development, and the simple path needs to be cultivated.
Step
not
forward,
something you just wake up.
Perfect. I think, you know, life isn't about some sort of clinical flatline existence where nothing ever goes wrong. We can't know the beauty of caring unless we've been lonely. We can't be happy unless we've been sad. So things need to have happened in the past for your story to bring you to this point now. And, you know, for many years in my life, I lived this sort of fairy tale Peter Pan existence where nothing seemed to go wrong, but there was no depth to my life. I didn't go looking to help people. I didn't go looking to improve the well-being of others and myself. I drifted through. Now, when you go looking to help, that brings with it a depth. And you know, for out of adversity comes our greatest gifts. It really does.
Yes.
So things will have happened, Ade. And can you find the blessing? That's the key. Can you find the blessing in everything that's happened to you to make you the person you are now? Because you can't go on to be who you're going to be without your story.
In order to know who you are, it's important to experience who you're not.
Yes, but release the negative emotions, and we're only human, we all have them, associated with the stuff that's happened. Be blessed and grow from it.
Yes. Okay.
But compassion, the reason I mentioned those three sort of early morning things is compassion is a key. It's recognizing that, you know what, Addy, we're all in this together. We all do the same sort of stuff. Don't hold it against somebody else.
Yes.
You know, just move on. Liberate yourself from it. Release yourself. Don't carry the baggage.
And that compassion comes from understanding. Because when when you understand how life works, when you understand your own mistakes, when you understand that you've been judgmental once, you've been critical, that you've blamed somebody, that you've hurt somebody, that you've betrayed somebody, it's easier to be with others while they're going through their experience. And it's a gift to be the place where compassion gets to be expressed. It's a gift to be love in action rather than this intellectual, what I call intellectual spirituality. Oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. But there's nothing like holding somebody and hugging them saying, I understand. It's okay.
I understand
why you couldn't come and tell me. It's okay. We're going to get through it. That is more healing than just words.
And that itself takes it away. It takes it away from you and it takes it away from them. A few words. It's the intent that you've put out to the universe, and you know, through yourself and through the other person. A few words that come from compassion because you understand and you want to take it away, release it from everyone, Ada.
Yes, yes. We actually got we got some questions that's been emailed in, and I'm going to bring Celeste. And if you're comfortable with it, we want to hear your thoughts on, your thoughts. For the listener. Celeste, are you there?
I am right here. You guys got some action in the chat room that I really need to share with you real quick, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mariana, bless her heart, goes, holy bananas, what did he just say? Did I hear right?
holy bananas. Okay, that's
some holy bananas. Okay. Holy bananas. So I was asking him, like, what do you think you heard? Let's start there, and I'll see if I'll get them to repeat it. So, Mariana, please, because there's so much that I'm hearing and moving and multitasking, and I can't pull it back. So if you think you could tell me what you heard, I can get them to clarify. And a compliment to our dear friend, our brother friend, Ann Tucker from Glenda, that she just stepped in the house, just joined the conversation, and what the guest said, and its vibration in the past 2 minutes is so healing. So Diane might like to hear that as well.
Bless her, thank you.
Before you read the question, Celeste, I want to speak to Mariana here. Yes, Mariana has an accent. She said, between my accent and his accent, I'm having a hard time understanding, laugh out loud. Now, here's what you got to do, Mariana. This is your spiritual test. You have to listen with your inner ears. Because you already know. You've been saying holy bananas. I needed to hear that. So get out your head. Get out your ears and listen with your heart. Because you already know. You already know. No more playing small. So let's do the question.
All right now. All right, so let me get it here. Okay. This is from Kenneth. Dear Life Coach Day, I like to believe that I'm a truth student, but my mind has been so busy. I'm not sure if I'm going or coming, and I need some relief. The affirmations aren't working right now. What can I do to ease my mind and get back in the flow with the truth of who I am? I've lost the message, and I want to get it back. Kenneth.
The phrase, Ian, I don't know if that's used in England. I never heard it when I was there. Truth student. It's somebody who's learning metaphysics, the universal principles. So he said, I like to believe that I'm a truth student. So Celeste, his question is about how to ease his mind because there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And the affirmations working everything. So, Ian, what would you prescribe for somebody who is learning the universal principles or learning to practice offering and sharing the F word and want to be compassionate, but somehow their mind is busy, their affirmation is not working, and they feel out of sync?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to default back to something that got me through that that time, and it's finding silence, really. And I know that might seem over simplistic, Ade, but you know when the mind's full of chatter, and society's kicked in, and everybody around you. I mean, it was Eckhart Tolle said the first time he realised he was sane was when he realised he was mad, and so when we can actually step back from the madness and realise that we're all the same and we're going to go through this stuff, and just be silent and find solace in quiet moments. That had a massively positive effect on me when I was going through a very similar period. Just being able to step back from the coal face. And because what happens is the chatter mind, the egoic mind, jumps on it initially and says, fantastic silence. Now, we'll, and you have to take a step back to go forward with the silence thing. And you know, let's not call it meditation. Let's just say that we're sitting in silence. And at first of all the reasons why, you know, it almost enforces what's wrong. But if you just stick with it, and I'm talking a few hours, not at once, but 20 minutes at a time, over a few days, a very interesting shift takes place. And from just under the chatter comes a different type of message, always kind, always supportive. It comes from a place that you need to find silence to connect with. So this is 10 minutes a day. This is just finding time for 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, just to sit silently, knowing that it's all okay, everything's fine, everything's perfect.
Yes.
It's just not the perfect we think we need.
Mm-hmm. I always say, life is perfect, even if my interpretation of it is imperfect. Life is always perfect. Life is always perfect. I laughed when you said talk about silence, because that was the answer that came up to me. Is, you know, he said, what can I do to ease my mind and get back in the flow with the truth of who I am? I have lost the message and want to get it back. Now, when there's all this mental chatter going on, yes, you get still. And the message is actually in the mental chatter. You can get to see, first of all, they're just thoughts. They're not going to kill you. They're not going to take you out. And after a while, the thoughts are just going to say, he's not paying attention to us. He's just silent. Yeah. He's ignoring us. Let's go find somebody else. But, you know, it's in the silence that we get to hear the message. So you said you've lost the message. Maybe you haven't got still, Kenneth. Maybe that's the thing. You haven't been still enough to hear the message. But sometimes, for the most part, what you resist persists. And what you're running from, when you get still and look at what you're running from, you realize there was nothing there. Don't run from the thoughts. Just let them rise to the top. Go ahead, Ian.
If I can say to Kenneth as well, and hopefully he understands this with my accent, but the Persian poet Rumi, who if any of you listening up and connected with Rumi, R-U-M-I, can be a lifesaver. There's a real simplicity to his work. And Rumi says that, beyond the ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And it's just a matter of going back to that field, Kenneth. None of the madness follows you.
Yes. Get still and don't run from your thoughts. They have no power over you other than the power you give them. Even if they're negative thoughts, you can just watch it. And even ask what you have, make space for them. So let's stay.
Yeah, I have to say, you guys together is like some superpower heroes, spiritual duo, right? It's amazing hearing the both of
That's
you.
That's how we roll. You know, we're walking a simple path. You know, Ian and I, we've been at this a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's like Batman and not Robin, because nobody ever wants to be Robin. So
I'll be Robin. I'm not fussy. I'll be Robin.
Aww. He who will be last shall be first. Work. Okay, so let's get to your next one.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
Yeah, FB rears its ugly head again, and there's my judgment in it. So let's just read the question. This is from Cynthia. There are friends of mine who post things on Facebook that are racist to me. It's not the actual posting, but the comments responding to the post that has the N-word, cone, and other derogatory messages directed to African Americans. Am I judging my friend or the comments of others that they seem to be aligned with? I just don't like it. I'm good with free speech, but I'm starting to wonder if the unfriend button might be needed here. Cynthia.
Ian, I don't know if you want to touch that, but you're welcome.
Well, I'll tell you the phrase that came to mind, and it's one that you've used. I think it's the mantra for the show, Day, and that's be the change. And, you know, it's first my – and this is – I mean, it's a subjective issue, this. How would I react if I was in the listener's shoes, and it would be certainly not to become directly involved in any way, you know, not to judge in a positive or negative way, and simply to let it go. And that might sound defeatist, but certainly, can you find a way through this where you can release yourself from the emotions and don't give it energy? Because things grow when we put the focus and the energy onto them. So it's probably very easy for me to say, because I'm not feeling the hurt that the was it a lady, Celeste?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Feeling the hurt that the ladies, mm-hmm. but to release yourself, to not be judgmental, and certainly not give it any direct energy.
Yes, it's interesting, especially around race in America. Considering how polarized we are, and even sometimes those of us spiritual, we do sometimes the spiritual ones. Some of us, we do what we call. I did a show last week called Spiritual Bypass, and we just want to just pretend it doesn't exist. But the truth is, as you share it, is like really learning not to give it energy. And how do we do that? Is Cynthia? What I would say is, if you really want to be the change you want to see, how about just get still and ask yourself what is behind what you're feeling. Now, we can't really we can't change people. I mean, sometimes it's a struggle to change our own selves. We joked about the F word and how sometimes we resist forgiving our own selves and forgiving other people. Or sometimes it's easy to forgive others, but we don't forgive ourselves. Now, people are going to be who they are. So, Cynthia, first of all, if you want to use the unfriend button, do it.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see. You don't want to see that mess. Unfriend them. Now, don't do it and think, oh, my God, I hope they don't get mad. Do it because that's the choice you're making. And, there's so many places I can go with this. You talk about I'm good with free speech. Yeah, maybe not. We say that over here, freedom of speech. No, because if you really, really think about what that means people can say whatever. But we are all responsible for what we say. So, yes, if you need to use the unfriend button, certainly. Also, look at the emotions that are triggered. And as Ian was saying, by taking a look at what is triggered, you get to be the change you want to see. You may get to see a place where you were being judgmental of people of a race, of another, people from another country. Because, we are truly one. We are truly one. And the people who are judgmental, who are racist, they're ignorant, they don't know. For one day, they'll have an awareness. But I tell you, If someone who is racist, since that's the theme of your conversation, had needed a heart transplant or kidney transplant, and the compatibility came from another person, another race, or a black person, they're not going to say, I don't want a black person's kidney. They want life, and they will be grateful. So racism and all the isms is a mental activity. And Ian shared Rumi, beyond all the right or wrong, there is a place where we can meet. There's a place known as love. And judgment sometimes is used as a painkiller because people are hurting, so it's easier to judge others. So, Cynthia, what they say and what they write on Facebook is not about you. What is about you is the emotions that come up for you. Be the change you want to see.
Well, another one out the park. Excellent, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
We've learned the art of using the F word. We've learned to forgive ourselves, so we can't be anything but excellent. Okay, all right, Ade. Okay, we got one more question, right?
You do. Okay. This is from Michelle. As a leader in my company, it's my job to be an example of motivation and ideals for my staff. Lately, that's been hard. How do I motivate my staff when I'm not motivated myself? Feeling like a fraud, and I really want to do a good job. Michelle.
This is a perfect question for Ian, because he's been. Yes. Go ahead,
well,
Ian.
Well, we're back to compassion. I mean, if this is this society-fueled approach to life, there's no way Michelle can drop a guard because they'll see how she is at the moment. What about if we were to flip that on its side and say, what about if Michelle was to offer to her employees the fact that she's struggling with certain aspects and needs their help?
Mm-hmm.
And then you call on the compassion of that other person that, and I'm, you know, in Buddhist terms, they call it suffering, and it sounds a very finalistic word, but for Michelle to show her suffering, and that can be lots and lots of different things. It can be demotivation. It can, you know, it can be lots of different things. But what about if she was to say to them, I need your help more than ever at the moment. I'm feeling this. I feel vulnerable about this, rather than this front that says everything is always okay with me. And so maybe a slightly different take, and following on the compassion theme, let others realise the suffering in you, whatever that may be, and you'll be amazed how people respond.
I'm not even going to add anything to that, because that's it. That's just awesome. And when we are in a situation and we notice, become aware that something is missing, we are given the opportunity to provide what is missing. And what Ian just said, if Michelle stands in the place and saying, I have been struggling with being motivated, I need your help. I mean, can you imagine what that would do for the staff, and they don't see themselves as separate, or, oh, Lord, here comes Michelle. They have somebody they can relate with. They have some, you know, you've created a space for vulnerability. Oh, my God.
Real power in vulnerability as well.
Yes, indeed. That's one of the things I want to talk about. So we're going to talk about before we let you go. Celeste, are those all the questions, or do you have another one?
Those are your questions, my friends. Great.
Thank you very much. Okay. Ian, before you go, we must talk about vulnerability, and because that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I know we're getting close to the time where we are supposed to release you, but we don't operate in time and space. Just for today, we're going to go over. Just for today, now is all there is. Let's talk about vulnerability before you go, because people, you know, if we look up in the dictionary, the idea of vulnerability, it speaks to weakness. But what you are talking about is spiritual vulnerability. Can you expand more on that?
I think it's strength. I think being able to show your vulnerability to another is true strength. There's no weakness in that. A weakness is putting on a front. A weakness is pretending. You know, vulnerability comes from being authentic, being true to yourself. And this world isn't a bad place. We have news channels who give us 99% of their time with negativity, but actually, it's a good place. If you're vulnerable around people, almost to a man or a woman, they will respond with kindness. And I'm speaking personally now. If I see someone who is suffering in any way, and this it's not because I'm an author of a book, it's because I'm a human being, my natural response is to want to help them in some way. Mm-hmm. And so there's a real strength in showing our vulnerable side. There's a beauty in vulnerability as well. You see the true person, the real person.
Vulnerability, you know, and that is the simple path. The ability to be able to say, I'm afraid. I don't know what to do. I feel my life calling me in a different direction. I have this job. I'm being paid well. My family, you know, they're happy. But somehow I'm feeling a call to do something different. Oh, my God. When you come from that place, I mean, we see when there's a crisis, when there's a bombing, when something happens in our town, in our community, people come together. But I know we've been conditioned to put on makeup, literally, to pretend that we're indestructible, to pretend that nothing can touch us, to pretend that we're the one that's always supposed to bring the motivation and make people feel good and lift people up. But sometimes, if you can find the courage to say, I don't know what to do, I need your help, oh, my God. Because in that place of vulnerability, we actually make room for God to reveal itself. For God to reveal himself, herself, whatever works for you. We make space, we make room for a new idea to be birthed. But if we all pretend we know what to do, the new idea says, okay, well, I'm not needed. Vulnerability.
I'm so pleased you said that, Adi, because it's so much deeper than out of vulnerability comes, you know, I don't know what to do. And out of your uncertainty, it's an affirmation to God or to the universe that says,
yes,
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm at rock bottom here with this idea, with my life, with where I am. Help me. And I won't mention the silence again. Well, I just have. But then if you can become silent and through the vulnerability starts this essence of creativity and what you can go on to become. But if we live a life with this false front, it's like a barrier. Nothing ever gets through and nothing ever comes out.
Yes, and just one lesson on vulnerability for now anyway, because now is all there is. Parents encourage children to be vulnerable. When a child does something and they make a mistake, they drop their plate or they spill the milk or whatever the case is, parents usually say, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you ask for help? Now, as parents, if we encourage kids to be open enough to receive help, we have to demonstrate that. And ask for help. Asking for help sometimes is saying, I don't know how.
Yeah.
I think you're a keeper. I'm going to have another blind date next week with another guest, but, you know, I think we're going to go a long way together. I have really, really enjoyed our conversation. I am grateful for your essence, your spirit, the work you're doing, and thank you for reaching out. I have really, really, really enjoyed this conversation.
There are no coincidences, Addy. I think my book was meant to end up on your desk somehow, and thank you so
Indeed.
Much for the opportunity to be able to spend some time with you. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And for all the other people out there saying, I like what they're saying, or I wish I could be like that, I tell you something, all Ian did was ask.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Exactly.
I don't know, but people said I should, you know, contact you. So I'm following guidance. Ask.
Yeah.
And you will receive. My brother, I appreciate you. Continue to do your work as you walk your truth. And keep us updated on all that you're doing. I know you have a lot going on in England. And I look forward to having you back.
Bless you, Addy. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Celeste, as well. Mm-hmm. If you're still listening. Thank you.
Yes, she is. And give our love to Serena and your children, right? Jacob, Eve, and Alfie.
Alfie. I'll do that. Thank you very much, Annie.
You're very welcome. Peace and blessings.
Take care.
Life is good. It's getting better. And I want to read something here from one of my favorite Bibles, you know. It's called The Sacred Yes, Letter from the Infinite. We were talking about, what were we talking about again? I knew that. Vulnerability. And I want to read this little part for you. Vulnerability in the spiritual sense means putting your human frailties aside with the understanding that no harm can come to your real self. No harm can come to your real self. Feel the difference. In the two, in the human realm, vulnerability is expected to make you weak. In the spiritual realm, the understanding is that vulnerability makes you strong. That's from the Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. Of course, that's Reverend Deborah Johnson, who's actually doing some teleconference. I'm going to find out the date. I think it started. I'll let you know tomorrow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Life is good. It's getting better. I am so grateful. So grateful for what happened on the show. So grateful for what we gave birth to. And you know this already. We all gave birth to it. You know, because those of you who are listening, who were listening and still listening, we are co-creating this conversation. Your energy, your vibration is inspiring me. And the things you're thinking is inspired Ian. Because we are one. We are one. It's time to see beyond the illusion and recognize that there's a different kind of life going on behind the scenes. And we need each other. We're talking about the art of simplicity. It's time to release the conversation like, but the spiritual walk is so hard. Being loving is so challenging. Let it go. It's just a belief system. You're making it up. Choose this day who you are going to serve, love or fear. Now, it doesn't matter who you serve. You can serve fear and you reap the benefit of that. You can serve love, and life will just give you back the results of what you're serving. And I will tell you this, I know this to be true. Reconnect with the divine message. Reconnect with your gift. And if you're already expressing your gift, if you're already living life fully, maybe, you know, see if there's more. Because there's always more, you know. There's always more. And don't go trying to make things like make it happen. Take time to tune in to yourself. That is the art of simplicity. When you take time to tune in, you don't miss out. When you take time to tune in, it's like, you know, imagine you're going somewhere. And at the certain points when you have to ask for direction, there is a part of you, your intuition, that will tell you which, if you should go left or right. If you should stop, if you should go to sleep, learn to listen to your internal guidance system. You can have a GPS, that's fine. But the IGS is what you need. Because if you have a GPS, sometimes it tells you to go right, and you're thinking, I don't think so. And something else in you say, no, keep going straight. And then you say, if you follow that, I knew something was telling me something, that something within you knows. Within you is the power and presence of God, Goddess. You are just as intelligent as God. You're intelligent as the Goddess. Just within the acorn, within the acorn is the oak tree. You know that, right? And within the oak tree is the acorn. So within you is all that God is. Within God is all that you are. So it's all about letting go, forgiving the past, letting go, gratitude, reminding yourself, now is all there is. And if it's too much to handle, if you just don't know how to do it, practice just for today. Just for today. I love it when I have shows like this, which happens almost every day. But if you're listening for the first time, we are here Monday to Wednesday. Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And to listen to the archive of the show, just enter lifeconversationsradio.com. Lifeconversationsradio.com. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, I know. I just want to tell you. Come here. Come closer. Yeah, you. Come on. Yeah, I know. I'm weird. Don't worry about it. Just come closer. I want to let you know. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Rebecca, Monica, Tanya, Candy, Celeste, Electra, let's see, Mariana, Forsaggy, and all the other people that just left. Thank you for saying yes to life. Thank you for saying yes to you. I'm going to play, well, let's see. Yeah, we played around with the F word a lot, so I'm just going to play this F word song. The power of forgiveness will guide you to the simple path. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. You are love in action. You are love in action. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow yourself to be loved. Be loved, beloved. This is Tim McAfee Lewis reminding us the power of forgiveness. And I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, where the Naughty Professor is here to inspire you and spiritually shock you. Tim, where you at? It's time to release the show. Peace and blessings. Tim McAfee Lewis even. You can find him on Facebook, and you can find out more about him by going to agapelive.com. agapelive.com. I forgive me. Forgive yourself and be free. Forgive yourself and release all the loads that you've been carrying, the energetic load. And we're out of here. Peace and blessings.
It was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking,
when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness,
he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as
when he said, I forgive me,
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him.
And those words from his sermon,
this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this,
in a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change.
And it just simply came out, I forgive
you. I forgive, forgive, I forgive. Every sin. I'm ready for my change. Yeah, I'm ready for my change.
Holding on to all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough. I let go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, I am.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.